Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black, and I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. I am so excited. This morning, we're going to have a special guest. We'll have Diane Collins. She's the author of Quantum Think. She has a lot of interesting things to talk about, and she will be on with us in approximately 30 minutes. So stay tuned for this fabulous interview we'll be having with Diane Collins. Sherry and I will be discussing willpower versus making resolutions. That's a very deep subject too, but we're going to be light about it and just make it an easy way for you to approach using your willpower as opposed to creating resolutions and then never making them or continuing with them. So this is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami Beach, Florida. I think we're going to have another guest. We might have Mindy Matter Diamond on with us in a little bit. Is that true, Sherry?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm excited about that, too. I love the way she speaks. So again, this is Patty Black bringing the Good News Show to you live from Miami Beach, Florida, and I am on air with Sherry.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here this morning. And if you notice, I sound a little different. It's just a little cold coming through. But I'm here, and I want to tell you about our new mantra. And if we live our life this way, do what makes you happy. Look at what gives you joy. Listen to what lifts your spirit. And speak to those who warm your heart. I love that. I love to remember that every day, and that's how I go through my day. So, you know, we're coming through the holidays and where we tend to make resolutions. And how many times do we make them and then we break them? So I wanted to talk a little bit about willpower versus making resolutions. So real willpower has nothing to do with making emotional resolutions. These are two completely different things. There is a misunderstanding of what willpower means. And it's often confused with doing things emotionally. Sometimes we make resolutions and promises to do something or behave in a particular way or study more or look for a job or find a partner. And we might even start acting in alignment with our resolutions. But this goes on for a short time. And then we start off with a big bang, a great big gusto. We're all ready for it. And then we end in like a fizzle.
That's so true, Sherry. It's like, I'm going to do this and this and this. And then the next day you forgot everything that you said. Why does that happen?
Well, we make resolutions enthusiastically and optimistically, but then we lose our enthusiasm. And we stop doing what we promised ourselves to do. You know, so this kind of behavior weakens the power of the will. And it makes us lose faith in our ability to use our willpower. Then we might even start believing that our willpower is just a myth, an unreal thing. And this is an erroneous idea because no real willpower was involved here. And I found that most resolutions that people make are triggered by emotions. And we make them in response to some strong emotion or thought, and rarely because of common sense and balanced thinking.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
You know, but the driving powers behind these resolutions are feelings and emotions. And feelings and emotions are not stable and they're not constant. I mean, one minute you might feel that you can conquer the world, and then a moment later you feel weak and incompetent and everything seems so impossible. And like, I can't do this. So a resolution made on the spur of the moment is usually useless of the emotion that triggered it. It might disappear, and then there will be no desire left to carry the resolution out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's what happens. People act on emotion and create their resolutions, and then it's that when the emotion changes, the motivation behind the resolution also changes.
Oh,
it usually fizzles out.
Yeah.
It usually does.
And, you know, we're coming to the time when we start thinking about, you know, what do we want to change and what are our New Year's resolutions. And also, something to remember is that the subconscious habits are stronger than any resolution, and they usually overcome any decision and any desire for change.
Mm-hmm.
So that's you know, our habits are innate. They're in there, and they have a mind of their own.
So just being aware of that allows you to approach making change in a different manner and really using your willpower to accomplish what you want to accomplish, as opposed to just spontaneously saying, I'm going to do this, and then the next day you don't do it, and then you realize at some point in time in the future that you didn't do it, and there's disappointment and all of those other downward spindling of feelings of, I'm not good enough, I can't do it, maybe I'll try it again, and that does happen.
Yeah, and that's that usually leads people to believing that they have no real willpower.
Mm-hmm.
And real willpower is something very different. It's not gained in a day, but it requires training over time. And it's like the weight trainer who's building up to lifting about 40 pounds, and they have to start off with about 5 pounds, and they're in the gym, and they're, you know, they're working out, but it's day after day that they're building a little bit stronger. It's the same with strengthening the willpower. It's a process. An ongoing process of continuing to work on it little by little and being able to build that inner strength.
Well, that's very interesting, Sherry. It's definitely something that to be aware of. And if you do work on that every day, does it get easier as you go?
Yeah. So,
is that the good news?
The good news is yes. Yes, it is. And it is definitely easier, and it's definitely something that does not go away once you have it. So real willpower is not dependent on any feelings, emotions, or temporary enthusiasm or optimism. And it's the ability that is developed over time and can turn into a habit. And after developing it, you will be able to use it whenever and wherever you need to. And that's the good news, is that once you do develop your willpower, that it becomes a habit, and then you're able to continue to use it whenever you need it. And that's something like that. And the training of the will also develops self-discipline. And these are both interconnected. You know, we want to, you know, work on what is our self-discipline in this instance, and how is that going to help us in our ability to interconnect with the discipline and our willpower. So that's the story. And and also in developing our self-discipline, we're also developing our concentration and perseverance.
Wow, those are benefits. Those
and
are...
we've talked about that quite a bit in other shows.
Yes. Well, let's come back to that, Sherry. At this point, I'd like to invite our listeners to pick up the phone, give us a call, Tell us a good news story today. You can reach us at 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone or if you're not listening to us live, you can send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. And for you iPodders out there, you can download the show right into your iPod and take us on the go with you. If you want to do that, just go to the website at www.goodnewsshow.us. That's www.goodnewsshow.us. And I would also like to encourage you listeners to rate the show. Go to the website and explore it a little bit, and you'll see an area where you could rate the show. So far, we've had 5-star ratings. Hint, hint. And we would really love to see some more ratings. There's also an area where you can blog and get to know our other listeners. So go to the website, www.goodnewsshow.us. And start networking. Get to meet the listeners, meet Sherry and myself online, and we would just love to have your feedback. So I wanted to let you know that you can do that. This is Patty Black bringing the Good News Show to you live from Miami Beach, Florida. And that's the Magic City, if you didn't know. And I am on air with Sherry.
Hi, everybody. It's a little difficult for me to talk with my cold, but I am.
We hear you, Sherry. Are you really Sherry? Or are you somebody impersonating Sherry?
Yeah, I'm. This is my deeper, darker Sherry here.
Deep voice.
And what I wanted to talk about also is, you know, then with self-confidence and your inner strength, you will be able to make decisions with a balanced and calm mental attitude. How many times have we talked about, you know, inner strength and being balanced in our previous shows? You know, a big believer in being able to center yourself and get reconnected and go within and get in touch with the source and be able to come from that center place. And you will become conscious, you know, of a wonderful inner power, which is inseparable of you. It is you. It is a big, big part of who you are. And so here's what I want to say. Constant training of the power of the will result in real willpower, which is always available. It is always there for us. And it's not the same as programming the mind to do one particular action. And then when you need to do something else, you start reprogramming the mind for that other action. No, real willpower is like a master key. Once it's there, it can be applied to any action or any decision. And that's really,
that's,
you know,
really great when you tap into that real willpower. You know, it's just aware of the fact that there is a difference can help people find their willpower again, find their inner self again, and that's...
It's true. It's what a great feeling to know that within us we have all capabilities and access to all things within us. Anyone who is willing and ready to take some time to develop and strengthen their willpower will be really, really, really greatly rewarded. Real training goes gradually, and when your inner power gets stronger, you can take on more difficult things. It's so clear that it's that place where you go where you keep you train yourself. You know, you go through something and, you know, you're not quite there yet, you continue. And it's that perseverance to be able to continue on and have the faith that we are exactly where we need to be at all times, and exactly, it's such a good feeling to know that everything happens for a reason, and there's a message and a lesson behind it, and we're exactly where we need to be in our life at this very moment. And being able to live in the now, be in the moment, live for today, do the best that you can do for today, and and how far you go in developing this ability, it depends on how much time and energy you're willing to invest. Because once you see that you're able to create your inner strength, you're going to want to do it. You're going to want to be able to develop that more. And most people are not born with inner strength, but it can be developed like any other skill. And that's very powerful.
It is. It gives you you feel more solid when you've accomplished that. You have a solid foundation when you're coming from that point.
Right. Willpower and self-discipline are important tools for success in all areas of our life. And they can be learned and developed. And willpower is the inner strength to make decisions and to take action. And it manifests as the ability to overcome laziness. I mean, think of that. I'm there. I used to be lazy, but I have worked on that.
Well, we all get a little complacent at times. Little,
yeah. I allow myself lazy days. But, procrastination was a big thing that I used to do a lot. And I've worked on developing that place where I look at it as in a different way, and I am able to go from inner strength and to be able to look at something and take it as, well, I'm just going to do it, just one thing at a time, and find the joy in it. And like we talk about every day, find the joy in your life, find the joy in what wakes you up in the morning, what makes you happy. What is it that you like to do? I went to somebody's house. We were out in California recently, and I saw that he had joy at his in his kitchen, and it reminded me of a woman that we had on our show that talked about waking up to joy. Have joy. Look at it. See the joy in your kitchen when you're washing your dishes.
Look at the word. Look at the word.
Look at the word joy. Put the word joy on your mirror in the bathroom, and put it in all different places. Put it at your computer when you're sitting at your computer, because joy is something that we want to create and develop every day. We don't want anyone or anything to take away our joy in life.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's been a great thing for me personally. When I have developed that ability to not let anything or anybody take away my joy, that's transformation. That is such a transforming feeling that you don't have to let anybody, whatever they're going through, let them go through it. That's their thing. You just take care of yourself, do the next right thing, and it also in the negative habits that we have had, building our inner strength, we can carry out the actions much quicker, and we're able to get rid of the negative habits that we've had, and it requires effort to do it, but it's really worth it. And self-discipline is the ability to take action in spite of obstacles. And we have definitely talked about obstacles and what happens when you have, you're on plan A and plan A is not working.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to plan B.
Plan B. And then that one doesn't work.
That doesn't work. So you go to plan C. And we want to share a little funny story about what happened to us when we went out to L.A. this past weekend for 4 days. We thought we were going to L.A. and we were going to be picked up there, and we found out as we landed in L.A. and our friend was coming to pick us up that they were at the San Diego airport and we were at the L.A. airport. Well, you have a few choices here. Do you get, upset? Do you go right to the bar? Or do you just take a deep breath and go, well, you know, this was just meant to be, and what's our next plan?
Plan B.
And we were able to do Plan B and get a hotel room for the night, which was fabulous, and a great breakfast in the morning. And we got a great car in the morning, and then we were off to San Diego.
And it turned out to be a fabulous ride. It was beautiful.
It was a beautiful ride, and we had a beautiful time. We were entertained with a friend of ours that's a fabulous comedian out there in L.A. Her name is Monique Marvez, and you can look her up on the online and Google her. And she also has a radio show there called San Diego Jack, the radio station, and it's Monique and the Man.
Monique and the Man.
So we were riding high, and we were having a fabulous time.
Well, Sherry, I really am grateful that you were able to come on air with us today, even though you're fighting a little cold there. We do appreciate it. And listeners, I want to remind you that you can give us a call at 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. Pick up the phone. Tell us a good news story today. And if you don't have access to a phone, send in an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. A few iPodders out there, you can download the show right into your iPod and take us with you wherever you go. Just go to the website, www.goodnewsshow.us. And you can actually subscribe to the show and get notified when a new show airs. So I just want to put that out there for all of you. You can subscribe to the show if you go to the website, and then you will get notification when a new show airs. This is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami, Florida, the Magic City. I am on air with Sherry, and I think we have one of our guests calling in.
Fabulous.
Let's see who's calling in. Welcome to the Good News Show. Who do we have with us?
This is Mindy Matter Diamond. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Mindy.
Good morning,
thank you,
Mindy,
for coming on.
Hey, 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 ladies.
So happy to have you.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be on your show, as always.
Thanks, Mindy. I hear that you have some really good news for us about some
Indeed.
Project that you're involved with.
Yes. Yes, one of several, and fortunately, this one is, I'm listening to you ladies talk about many things, and joy in particular. I with great joy, I share with you my latest project, and that is of a local community market. It's in Surfside, Florida, one of seven. And where I coordinate it, again, is in the town of Surfside, helping community, supporting community with locally grown farmers, organic products, produce, fruits, vegetables, and local artists. And it's just wonderful. I will say that you ladies were there yesterday supporting me and the community, and that's what it's all about, I believe, particularly in today's times, letting the entrepreneur in a local market have their product show, and just the camaraderie and the friendship and saving money and making money, and how's that sound for joy?
That sounds great. And yes, it was great to be able to come over to a farmer's market that was close by for us,
mm-hmm.
and to be able to see that you had great stone crabs that were very reasonable, and your produce was beautiful. It was very colorful, very beautiful and fresh. And you know, we like that we can go and contribute to a place where it's not a supermarket, you know, and it's people that are working for themselves, and they're helping out in the community, and yeah, we want to be a part of that for sure.
And us ladies, of course, we must remember we had delicious breads, delicious pastries. Everything was grown, was handmade. with love, and there was a lot of love in that neighborhood, and I believe the shopping experience, the marketing experience was fun, and I associate fun with joy. It's a project that truly was manifested months ago as a dream, and a dream with persistence, as you ladies, you know, have said regarding plan A, plan B, just keep on working the plans and being flexible, and bingo, this is the market, ladies.
Right, and yes, the breads were beautiful and fresh, and they had little things that you could go around and try, different tastes of different things, and I thought that was great, and they had a fresh juice stand.
Yes.
That was really beautiful.
And
not to say the jewelry and everything that the shoes. I mean, you had an array of from once, you know, from A to Z.
and the nice thing is, I believe it was intimate. There were we will not exceed more than 30 vendors. I believe we for our first day we had, I think, 15 vendors. Several people sold out. We had a real Indian.
I guess.
Did we lose Mindy?
We might have lost her. If we did lose her, let me just fill in for her, because this is a great place where you can go. I want to tell you the area. It's on Collins Avenue and 95th Street.
She may call back in with you.
Yeah, if she does, we'll let her come back in and tell you a little more and how you can get in touch with her. But to drive out to Collins Avenue and 95th Street, and it's right there. They have a huge spot that is right in this big parking area, so it's easy parking. I like that. I don't like to go where I have to fight for a parking space.
I know, and there was a lot of parking. Are you there, Mindy?
Yes.
We lost you.
Well, just for a moment.
Glad you can't call back in.
Yeah, Mindy, I like the idea. Yes.
I would like you, before we run out of time, I do want you to let people know how they can find you. I did tell them where the market was, but just some information if they want to contact you.
And, yes, myself is 305-305-4999, themarketcompany.org, also prosperousoutlook.com, and we're at 95th and Collins every Sunday. If, in fact, you are a vendor globally, because I know this great show reaches many, many thousands of potentially millions of people, even if you are in California or Mexico and are interested in representing a great piece, please contact me. It'd be my pleasure to get you in a community that's right near Bal Harbour Shops, and the clientele is great. Possibilities are endless. 305-305-4999. And girls, I just want to thank you. Sherry, I'm glad you're feeling better. Patty, it's a pleasure to see you as always. And thank you, ladies,
thank
for your
you.
Time.
And you're welcome. And that's the added bonus. If listeners, if you go to the market, you can also meet Mindy Matter Diamond. I know you've heard her on our show in the past. She's a wonderful ray of light in my life. And if you go to the market, you can meet her and see what she's doing there.
Yeah, and we do want to say Mindy has an array of other talents also that she has been on talking about, but for today we're going to focus on the market, and
indeed,
we'll love to have you back at another time, Mindy, and bring us up to date on after the first day yesterday, and let us know how things are developing.
And I want to wish your viewers also happy holidays, and God bless you all.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy holidays.
Thank
you. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye. So,
yeah, we really
fabulous project going on there.
Right, we really enjoyed it yesterday. So we definitely encourage you to check it out, 95th and Collins Avenue.
So we have our next guest calling in. This is Patty Black and Sherry with the Good News Show, bringing you Diane Collins. We're going to have an interview. She's the author of Quantum Thinks. Let me see if I can pull her into the show.
I'm very excited to have Diane on with us this morning. She has been on my list of people that I want on the show from the very beginning, which was a year ago. She's on the top of my list, and here she is with us today. So I'm thrilled to have Diane. Are you with us, Diane?
I certainly am, Patty. And
good morning. Welcome
good morning.
To the Good News Show. So, Diane, could you please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Yes, sure. I am the author, and I like to say the creator, of Quantum Think. And what that basically means is that I work with my husband. We live also in South Florida area, so we're fortunate to know Sherry and Patty and the good work that they're doing with this radio show. We know them personally. And what we do is we, even though we live in South Florida, we work with people via teleconference seminars all over the world. And we teach people to quantum think. That means to expand your thinking so that you're thinking consistent and more effectively in today's world. So we know, obviously, the world has changed. And what exactly is quantum think? It's a way of applying practical wisdom of insight from new science, that's hence the word quantum, don't be afraid of the science, and spiritual wisdom of all traditions, and to really put it all together. So a lot of the things that you would feature, the guests that you would have on your show, which teach people, and Sherry's also in your dialogues with Sherry, where you're teaching people, well, you know, be aware of what you think, because your thinking will generate your reality, and be aware of what you're holding in your energy field, because that also simultaneously generates your reality. And by the way, how's your spirit doing? So what Quantum Think does, it's literally a system of thinking that puts all these principles together. There are 21 principles, and teaches you in a very simple way through practices for the mind and awareness to apply this to everyday life, to what's important to us, to the things that we want to accomplish through our careers and our passions that we have in life, through the very simple things like our relationships, so and also to our health. So this is what I do, is basically work on these teleconference seminars. We deliver them in private company programs. We have public programs where individuals from anywhere, they're actually working on something real in your life, because all of us know we want to live the wisdom, and this is really what led me to creating Quantum Think, is that as I was growing up, I looked, and as many of you who are listening now, I'm sure did look in the world, excuse me, and you see, you know, well, wow, you know, this earth, it's like such a magnificent place, and people are, you know, basically in their hearts and souls good people. How do we end up going so awry? Why do we have so many problems? Why do we have these problems that persist? I mean, you know, you can take it like on a collective level where you have war. How did that end up on this planet? And then even the kind of thing like arguing with the people you love in your family. So it does affect us very personally, too. So I looked at all of this and I said, okay, what contribution would I make? You know, how could I make a difference in having the world literally shift and transform? And I, you know, along the way, I did learn, as many of you did, as you think, so you become. Your habits of thinking generate, you know, your basic resonance in life, and so what you'll attract, and the whole way that your results show up in your life, spiritually and even in the, you know, what we would call the hard results, the actual physical things in your life. And so I thought, okay, thought creates reality. Well, how does it do that? And if all you had to do was change your thoughts to change your reality, then why does the world still look the way it does? Why does my life still look the way it does? So what I did is, and I'll stop in a minute, is that I made an important discovery that we imagine we think freely. We all like to think of ourselves as independent thinkers, as free thinkers, as open-minded. Yet, our thinking, like everything in this universe, is it's a universe of systems, whole systems. And what I discovered is that our thinking takes place in a system, so that we're actually shaped by the system of thinking that we're in. And that if you look at today's world, I realized we were shaped by an old system. You know, the system is based basically on the beliefs, mostly from science, even though we don't relate to science in an everyday way. Those discoveries tell us, okay, this is how reality works. And, you know, the science of the old only focused in the physical. That was 17th century science. Only matter is real, and it's solid and fixed, and if you wanted to get anything done in this world, you're going to have to push and shove, force it to happen. So you can imagine now we're in a quantum world, thank goodness, and the whole way all of our beliefs about reality is totally different. However, our thinking now needs to catch up, and that's what quantum think does.
Well, this is really interesting because it, from what I understand, you know, we hear about this, we read about it, but you take it to another level where you're actually teaching people how to transform and how to integrate this in their life. And that's what I find is the missing piece in a lot of things that we read about, is that we read about it, and like you said, then if that's all it is, then why isn't my life better? Well, there's action. There's different things that you teach that can change a person's reality.
Exactly. And the main thing, and you said it correctly, is the idea is that we need to move from just knowing the wisdom to actually living it, to embodying it. So, this is like, well, how do we do that? Because if you look and you think, wow, and this was the other question I was in, with we've got 6,000 years or more of wisdom available at the click of a mouse, at the touch of an iPhone, literally. And
right.
How is it we're still not living it? Well, if you start to see and you make the distinction, as we say in our work, of how did the old worldview shape our thinking and how could the new worldview of the quantum view shape our thinking? Well, the old worldview said the universe was a machine. So if you think about a machine, it becomes somewhat automatic. So, you know, to say this in the most loving way, all of us have become in many ways automatic too. So what do I mean by that? Well, why aren't we, you know, choosing our thoughts? Well, because so many of our habits of thinking, and remember, our habits of thinking shape our experience and our results in life. So you could, I like to say it this way, because intent is the dynamic of creation for human beings that we've been endowed with by Creator. So you think of it this way. Intent, expressed as thought, experienced as feeling, and feeling is not just emotion, feeling meaning with your whole being, literally generates your results in life. So
that's beautiful. You know, Diane, before you go further, we have a caller that's calling in, so I want to bring them on.
Okay, great.
With a question.
Okay, okay. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show. Who do we have on air?
Oh, hi. My name is Susan. How are you doing?
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Susan. You're
doing great.
Welcome to the show. You have a question?
You know, I'm listening to this, and really she's kind of answered my question, and that is, how do you put this into practice? I get the basic idea, but how do you really do it? How do you practice it? I want to have a nice relationship, and I don't know why I don't have one.
Okay, great. Are you in a relationship now, Susan?
No.
Okay, you want to attract a relationship.
Yes, I want to attract a relationship, and I know some of the qualities. I've just never had the experience of the wholeness of a relationship like that.
Okay, good. This is a perfect question. Everyone is interested in your question, so thank you for asking it. And, you know, let me just say one thing, that the reason that we're not consciously generating as much as we can is because we have these automatic old ways. So you could say, when, you know, a very simple way, and then I'm going to talk to you about creating the context and an intent for relationship to come in. But what we have, I like to say it very simply, we're either creating consciously or the default set of circumstances from the past are creating for us, because something is always getting created every minute. So what do I mean by default set of circumstances is the existing old patterns, the ones that are already there that you're not actually conscious of. In quantum think, we call these least action pathways. The way the energy goes with the least amount of creative input, because it's been that route before. So you can say that, for example, Susan, let me ask you, so what thoughts do you have right now about attracting a relationship?
Well, I think that I'm unsure because I've had such bad experience in the past that I'm really unsure that I should even have one. I mean, I think I...
So that, just stop right there. That's very good. So you can see that you have some thoughts, which all of us do when we don't seem to be getting what we want, that you're not sure, you know, that you could have one. You've had some bad experiences in the past. You can hear. This is what's shaping the background energy field, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
at the same time, you also have thoughts. I call it the good, the bad, the ugly, and sublime. If you think of life as existing in fields of energy, so there's many thoughts that are shaping our energy field, which of course will attract in what we want or sometimes cancel each other out. So you've got, on the one hand, I don't know, I've had bad experiences, what if it doesn't work out, what if there's no one out there for me? What if I get somebody and then it doesn't work out even after I get them in my life? So we all have those thoughts. Then on the other hand, Susan, I'm sure you have thoughts, which you said, I would like a relationship. I want to have a deeply fulfilling, connected relationship, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Happiness and joy to both people and everyone who knows us. So at the same time, in this energy field, think of it like a sphere of energy that you're carrying. You're carrying that at the same time. So it's not like it's all negative. But those two intents, one being conscious, the one I want, you know, the good relationship, the other being what we would say the unaware intent. See, because that's intent too, but it's not one you would choose, right?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't
choose. Right. Oh, no. It's not one that I would choose, but it's one that certainly I've had so many experiences with that I think is just a part of me.
Okay, now, this is what we have to point out from a quantum world view, okay? The basis of the quantum world is there is no absolute reality. I mean, other than God or whatever you think of as supreme being, for human beings, there's no absolute way that it is. This is a scientific fact because everything is always in flux and everything is changing. So how does that apply to our thinking? Well, there's no absolute way that you are. See, the old world view, and one thing I want you, Susan, and all the listeners to know is that none of this is personal. This is from a 17th century worldview called the classical mechanical, it's got it even in the title, worldview that saw the, you know, the universe as machine that is fixed in solid objects. Well, now we know there's nothing solid about an object. It's all energy and flux. So how does that apply to us in a very practical way to your thinking? Well, you can break up no absolute way that I am, no matter what your past experiences have been. We have the power every minute to shift it because the quantum world is an infinite possibility universe every minute. And your habitual thoughts will shape it. So the first thing, Susan, is to unglue yourself from the idea that just because you have a thought, it's the truth. Just because we have a thought, folks, it is not the truth. And this is where we call in quantum think the art of distinguishing, being able to just see that thought, like we like to say, like a bird flying past your window. It's just a thought that you have. It's not the truth. Don't give it any more meaning. Say, oh, it's a least action pathway thought. Let it go by, and then consciously, Susan, create an intent. Now, let me just say something very important about intent. Intent we distinguish from an intention, which is a future goal. Intent, from a quantum think perspective, is you're activating a certain energy resonance. So it's neither true nor false, okay? It's not circumstantially based. You don't, like, you know, the old worldview thinking, we collect the evidence, oh, I've had 10 bad relationships and they didn't go well and I don't think I know how to be in one. You collect that evidence and then you draw a conclusion and then you proceed to live from that, by the way, negative conclusion. And, of course, you're not going to attract somebody into your life. But when you can see that just as, oh, old worldview thinking, let me condition my thinking now around relationship, I don't have to be stuck with that conclusion because in the quantum world, it's not, quote, the truth. There's nothing absolute about it. And now if I can interrupt that pattern and when I see it, so as soon as you find yourself in one of those least action pathway thoughts, right there on the moment, you say, you bring yourself to the heightened awareness, I call it awakened thinking, you interrupt that and you go, you know what, that's a least action pathway thought that I'm not going to live my life from that. What is my intent? And return to your intent and you say it in the present moment because it's an ever-present activating force, like creating your own energy force field that I have the perfect relationship in my life.
Right. And like it's now.
It hasn't occurred yet, and this is not positive thinking. It's that I'm in the experience of having a perfect relationship in my life that fulfills both of us. Just to be able to write that down, Susan, and live from that as an invented context. Because you know in the quantum world, as I just, you know, mentioned it, that underneath there is no absolute way that it is. Reality is context dependent. An intent is a context you live from rather than intention, which means a goal you want to get to in some day far away future. This is something that you're living your life from. You know what? If you don't believe the statement, it's better to say it maybe this way. I'm excited about the relationship, the person that's coming into my life. I am so excited to have my new relationship.
Let me ask you.
Go ahead.
This might be coming from my old thinking, but am I going to know it when it shows up?
Well, do you think you would know it when it shows up?
Well, not right now, I don't. That's what I'm asking. I'm not sure.
But you're right. You just caught yourself in another lease action.
Oh.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's personal. Look, don't add any meaning, folks, to your lease action pathways. It's all an outcome of the, what I call the old world view thinking system really landing itself on all of us. However, we have the power. You have the power and the awareness to interrupt it in the moment and just say, as I've been saying,
mm-hmm.
as you just said, that's my own thinking. Of course I'm going to recognize it.
I'm excited about the relationship that is coming into my life.
Good. Say now. Wow.
That sounded good.
It made me smile.
It
made me really happy and feel light and exuberant. Really.
Really. And I want to just make a distinction between inventing in context in the form of intent, an intent statement, and that's not positive thinking, because positive thinking is positive. It's always good to have positive thoughts. Look, positive thinking means you're covering up negative thinking. So that's the old world view, either or thinking. What you're doing is you're realizing, you know what? Neither of these statements is, quote, the absolute truth. It's neither the absolute truth that you're excited about your relationship. It's neither the absolute truth that, oh, my God, will I ever have one. What you're doing is you're choosing the intent that you want to live with, that most empowers you. As you said, this is instant. This is the world of quantum leaps in consciousness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It is, yeah.
As soon as you say it, you experience it, and that experience is your resonance. You start to emanate, wow, I'm excited about the relationship in my life. And the next thing you know, that resonant field, that frequency of energy is going to bring it right in. And it's not like you're not going to have the negative, you know, the old world least action pathway thoughts, but when they come up, you don't have to be stuck with them. Let them fly by like the birds past your window.
Wow, that's something great to look at, too, the birds flying by my window.
Great. I want to ask you something, Diane, now that we're here. What about people that are thinking about money, like your money in your mind? What can you tell us about that?
Okay, good.
Another good subject.
And, you know,
I could have you on all hour.
But I do want to do a time check. We have about 6 minutes left.
Okay,
so. Thank
you. I just want to say that I wanted to make an offer. I'm going to talk a little about that because it's very important now. And you read the headlines, you know, and oh my God. But about your money in your mind, I did recently write a short article, and I'd like to offer that to send that by email to any of your listeners, whether you're listening now live or whether you're listening to the archive show. And feel free to write to me, Diane, D-I-A-N-N-2-N-E, at quantumthink.com, Q-U-A-N-T-U-M-T-H-I-N-K. It's also on the Good News Radio Show website, that address. But just write to me, and I'll be happy to send you this two-page article that goes more in depth. Now that I said that, your money in your mind. Now, this is no different, really, than relationships. But what happens is you can see in today's world where the words are being thrown out, crisis, you know, debacle. I mean, it's getting worse. Recession, is it a depression? It's the worst since that. All of that is also not, quote, the truth. Yes, there are certain facts, and then there are the interpretations of those facts. Now, if you look at, for example, the stock market, what makes it go up or down from day to day? And I just read an article about this morning where, you know, they weren't talking about it the way that I am, but just saying, you know what, the market needs confidence. You know, all they want is, and you hear the politicians saying it, the market needs confidence. Now, that has nothing to do with the facts. It's just, if everyone started speaking confidently, yet our culture is not educated in the relationship of mind to matter, of mind to mind, and mind to physical results. And this is the new science. This is where we really have to catch up as a whole humanity culture. So just on a personal level, if you can not only have your own least action pathway thoughts about money, oh, my God, what's going to happen to me? Am I going to lose my job? Will I ever get a new client? Any of those thoughts, you don't have to be stuck with those thoughts because those are also included in your money resonance, just as I explained to Susan about the relationship resonance. So what happens now is we have to be even more centered and focused in our own clarity and ability to distinguish passing visiting thoughts, the birds by the window, from one that we would generate, that we're choosing to live from. Because, look, we're surrounded by right now by this hugely negative energy field surrounding money and economy and the markets, and you're bombarded with this all the time. However, you don't have to be stuck with those thoughts. This is where the mastery of your own self, the mastery of your own mind, and by mind I don't mean just, you know, your brain is a receiver, transmitter for the mind in awareness, but your mind meaning whatever you hold in your awareness, whatever you hold in your energy field, whatever you choose as consciously generated thought and intent. Intent in the form of thought, experience, it gives you your feeling, your experience. So you can also generate any intent you want, that I am absolutely secure and safe with regard to my relationship with money. Most people do not create their relationship with money consciously. And so what happens is you get caught up in the swirl, in the drift of whatever is surrounding you. And the culture has a lot of not so empowering thoughts about money. This is why I love the good news show that you're both doing, because you're presenting something that can interrupt cultural least action pathways and have people really start to become aware and choose living consciously, knowing the principles that are more accurate and advanced in today's world.
Well, Diane, thank you. This is Susan. Thank you very much for all of your information today. And as the birds are flying by, they're dropping money onto my terrace.
Oh, that's great. Susan, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
See you.
Bye-bye. Now, timing is getting a little late, but we have two callers that are calling in. But I do want to make sure that you get out all the information for people to get in touch with you, phone numbers or websites. And so,
right, Diane, we have 1 minute left, so this would be the time to tell people how they can contact you to get more information.
Okay, well, one thing I want to tell people is that if you go on our website, www.quantumthink.com, Q-U-A-N is in Nancy, T is in Tom, U, M is in Mary, and the word think.com, you'll find ways to start to get your, you know, to start quantum thinking, you know, both at no charge, and of course we have a product. But you can find there a quiz, quantum think quiz, to test your own quantum think quotient, which is fun to do. That's free. There's also a free introduction to quantum think, a 28-minute audio you can listen to. And then we have our programs. We have a CD program, Quantum Think Audio Coach, a six-set CD that you can purchase on Amazon.com. Do a search on Quantum Think, and it'll come up. And we also have that in audio streaming that is available from our own website. So, and there are articles and different things there. There's a question and answer session with me that you can go on the website. And again, if you want the article on your mind and your money, which goes a little more depth into what I was talking about, please write to me at Diane, D-I-A-N-N-E, at quantumthink.com. Okay.
Well, Diane,
do we have time for one caller?
We don't.
Well, but we're going to have you on again.
Okay, great. Well,
we'll have to do this again. We could have done a whole hour with you.
And
we apologize to you listeners who are calling in and that we're unable to get your call, so we'll have Diane back on the show with us so that you can call in and ask questions. Diane, thank you so much
for being
with us today.
Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.